You might have heard about the culinary storm that swept over Chicago last year. The city council decided that force-feeding ducks and geese to produce foie gras was just too cruel, and so they banned it, infuriating the city's chefs. Well, nothing like a chef spurned or burned to spur on ingenuity. Several have developed what's now called foie gras. Some chefs start with chicken livers. Tony Montuano, who runs the Italian restaurant Spiaggia, uses only vegetables. Buongiorno, Tony.
Buongiorno.
So I had heard about this ban, and New York and New Jersey and Illinois are all considering statewide bans, so there might be a lot of chefs listening to this. Tony, could you please give us an idea of what's in your faux foie gras?
I wish I could give you the recipe, but I'll tell you some of the basic ingredients. It's made up primarily of garbanzo beans, or ceci beans, as the Italians call them. And there's onions, and there's capers, and there's lots of butter.
How does it taste? How close is it to the real thing?
Well, I think the mouthfeel is there. I think you're eating something really rich, and because we put a little bit of Vinsanto wine in it, you're sort of getting that richness factor. It's pretty close, I think.
When you were developing this, did you do any of that sort of, chef's kitchen taste test kind of thing where you were trying to see if two people could tell the difference between the faux and the foie gras?
Yeah, actually we did. And I first had something like this in a vegetarian restaurant in Milano, but it was like 15 years ago, and I had remembered it. And when this ban came down, it sort of stirred the cobwebs a little bit. And I said to one of my sous chefs, I said, I had this dish, and I think this was what was in the dish at the time. And I just gave him a basic outline of ingredients, and he came up with something based on those ingredients. And he actually had a lot of people taste it next to foie gras mousse. And a lot of people, you could tell the difference, but they thought it was a great substitute.
So chickpeas are important.
And lots of butter.
My mouth is watering. I'll have to say arrivederci now.
Arrivederci.
Chef Tony Montuano runs Spiaggia in Chicago. He joined us from our Chicago bureau, and thanks a lot. Really, grazie.
You're welcome.